So let's move along swiftly, quickly, as time now moves on to 7 minutes to the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, while the state of disaster stays put for now, Ramaphosa, he had announced, obviously, last night, some of the restrictions that has been eased. You know, he said that it will remain in place. That's the state of the nation. What am I talking about? The South Africa state of disaster for a little bit longer, but that hasn't stopped him from making some changes to the COVID-19 regulation. According to EWN, as well as the president last night, both indoor and outdoor venues can now take up to about 50% of the capacity, provided that the criteria for the entrance is proof of vaccination or a COVID test that's no older than 72 hours. What does all this mean? So we're joined online by a political analyst and professor at Northwest University, Professor Andre Duvenage. Good morning, Prof, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Gulam. Nice talking to you.
As always, lovely chatting to you as well. Prof, I think that this would probably be a step in the right direction if you were to look at, you know, how our economy is at this stage. This would obviously also add to some relief for them in terms of resuscitating the economy.
Yes, there's no doubt that the message is a positive message. It's about releasing the measures of level one. I am not precisely how sure they are from stepping away from the national disaster point of departure and taking it towards a more medical assessment of situations. But I think we are working in that direction. And yes, the implications for the economy is a positive one. At this point in time, we are facing seriously socioeconomic challenges like unemployment and so on. We need to create jobs. We need to normalize the economy. And Mr. Ramaphosa was taking us in that specific direction.
I think also in terms of following suit of other countries, I mean, we've just been informed 2 days ago about Saudi Arabia that has said that you don't need to be vaccinated, you know, when you get into the country. And those are things that the world is kind of raising eyebrows for at this stage. But he had touched on the requirements as well for people entering the country.
Yes, I think that is very important. Our economy is an open economy. We need to lift the restrictions as far as possible and trying to open up the economy, get investment into the economy. As mentioned, we are facing with major challenges, amongst others the corruption challenge and so on, and people are not always likely to invest money into our economy due to a set of circumstances. And when we look at the medical measures, it's just putting the bar a bit higher. So lower is very important. It's, in fact, I think, critical for our economic growth pattern. And also to give the message that we are reaching the end of this pandemic. Although there were rumors a day or two back that we may enter a so-called fifth phase. So there's always a dynamic involved in this. We also don't know what will happen in the Ukraine, where there is currently rumors going around about the possibility of chemical and biological warfare. We know that this virus we are talking here are basically a result of experiments coming from, some people say the origin is China, others say it is the United States of America. But yes, these are things that can still change in future, but at the moment, this is for the positive, and I am in complete agreement with President Ramaphosa about the measures he took, and I think it is the right measures for the right circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Prof, thanks for joining us once again. With regards to the levels being decreased and, you know, lockdown rules also being decreased as well, we surely, shortly we'll see the cancellation of the national disaster, so which means that some of the grants may also be cancelled as well. What's your take on this?
Well, yes, if they are going to do away with the grants, this may have serious impact on the social stability of the country. And there's no doubt that some people became accustomed to the additional grants, I think it's a 350 rand payment, and yes, there can be a reaction seen in this regard, but I think the problem on the other side is that already, if we look at the bigger picture, too many people in South Africa are receiving forms of payment from the state, rather salaries or social grants or whatever the case may be. I have listened to Davi Root, the economist, arguing that about 30 million out of the more than 60 million people are receiving some form of payment, either a salary or a social grant from government, and that is not sustainable. If you don't take into consideration that about 3 million people are paying personal taxes, 30% of the personal taxes, then we really have a tax base.
Yeah. Now, Prof, just before I let you go, I've got about 30 seconds before we need to wrap up. I think the one thing that kind of gave an indication that the government has got, you know, this sort of under control, or the perception that they've got this under control, for us to believe, two things that the president mentioned, I think more than thrice in his address last night. He spoke about the importance of getting vaccinated. He spoke about the booster shots that needs to be taken. We've seen there's a lot of hesitancy with regards. Morning at spot on 7 o'clock. Tyra Sali has got your details.
This news bulletin is kindly brought to you by Fairfield Meat Center at number 339 Fortrecker Road, Paro.
TSS, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And as you've mentioned in your top stories, President Cyril Ramaphosa eases lockdown regulations and Russia faces removal from the G20. Time is just after 7 o'clock. I am Tahira Sali Solomon. Assalamu alaikum.